And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Frank Lopesti from the Royal Polaris and First Mate Kathy. We're going to be talking about the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, and, of course, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, big event coming up for the Fred Hall shows. Talking about that kid fishing program. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Captain Frank Lopresti, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Great. Great to have you, Kathy.
Thank you. Hi, Kathy. Great to be here.
You guys for being here. Literally fresh off the boat. Boat's not even home yet.
Nope.
You beat them.
Monday morning.
Monday morning. Tomorrow morning.
Actually, Monday about noon.
there. They had some tough weather coming home.
All right, we'll get that adjusted.
So tell us about the trip.
Well, it was an interesting trip. It's by far the most rain that I can remember in my 55 years of fishing down there.
It's not supposed to rain this time of the year.
It rained harder than I've seen it rain at Clipperton.
Really?
And, I mean, it was just pouring off the wheelhouse in buckets.
Kathy, all day long.
Kathy said it rained.
It never went all day, but it would go on for hours.
Oh.
And then in the middle of the night sometimes, oh, my God, and the wind. It was an interesting trip. But, you know, we ended up with some awfully good quality. We had 17 fish over 200.
Wow.
What I liked about it is 9 of the 17 were bait fish, not nice. Kite fish. Largest 277.2 was caught by John Curley on a skipjack.
Nice.
Some other ones were caught on skipjack. Some were caught on some mackerel that we picked up at Alejos on the way down. And the other ones were caught on sardines.
So kind of a mixed bag.
And although we didn't have big numbers, just about everything we had, except maybe 2 fish, were over 100 pounds.
Nice.
Excellent. Yeah.
So, and then we had 48 wahoo to go with it.
48 wahoo? That makes for some good eating.
Yeah, the wahoo really haven't moved in yet. That's for sure. So other than that, that pretty much wraps up our trip. We had a beautiful group of passengers, a lot of fun they had, and they made it fun.
Cool.
Jack Nielsen did a phenomenal job of being the charter host. And I want to mention that if any of the listeners out there don't have the tackle to go on a 16 to an 18-day trip, that is the trip to go on. You should have seen his Suburban when he backed in. It took 3 carts loaded to the hilt to get all the stuff down.
Wow.
And he has reels, rods, all of it, beautiful gear for everybody, from wahoo fishing on up to kite fishing.
Wow.
That's cool.
And now you borrow it, no charge, he just gives it to you. You put your own top shot on, or the crew puts it on for you, and you go from there.
Wow. So you don't need to bring any gear.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then in addition to that, he gave away 5 reels as prizes.
Wow.
He gave away a couple of rods and 5 rod blanks.
Wow.
A ton of jigs. And then he has what he calls his midnight raffle, which you wake up in the morning and 4 or 5 people have won beautiful T-shirts. Not just a regular T-shirt. Some of them are those slinky ones and everything else. And they're laying on the table with people's names on them.
No kidding.
And then he takes pictures throughout the trip. And then he sends everybody their photos.
Wow.
So you couldn't get a better host.
And rumor has it he caught 3 over 200 pounds.
You know, he was unconscious.
Wait a minute. Normally Jack's got a cocktail in one hand and his music in the other.
I guarantee you,
right?
Jack did not fish. If you count the times he soaked a sardine, he didn't fish 1 hour throughout the trip.
Come on.
I'll give it to him. Maybe 2 hours, honey?
Hour and 10 minutes.
Other than that, it was kite.
Okay.
He'd get on the kite, and holy mackerel. It was amazing. I mean, he'd get up there, 250, 230, 245.
Wow.
And then the next person would sit there with their
hours
finger in their ear waiting.
Yeah.
But
he'd be there for 10 minutes.
Never. I think one time he was up there 20 minutes.
Oh, my.
He's had the magic touch.
You don't want him he doesn't like to spend too much time at that reel.
Yeah.
He'd rather take pictures and watch. And
then use the 80 to just crank it in, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, the last one he got, it was 258 or 4 or something.
258.
And he's cranking it in. He's going, this isn't a big fish. It's like a 20-pounder, guys. And he's just cranking it into the boat. Well, it was swimming right at the boat.
Oh.
And then it woke up.
Yeah.
And
then he says, oh,
and then he's holding on. He goes, uh-oh.
He actually got beat up by that one a little bit.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
We like that.
He needs
to get
beat up.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
No question about it. So overall, good quality. And just some tough weather to deal with.
Tough weather and not the volume that I would like to see.
Sure.
But on the other hand, like I said, the people were pleased. Everybody got tuna. Everybody got a wahoo or 2 or 3. it went okay. Yeah. And, you know, we're just spoiled, Jack. Jack, Pete, we're just spoiled. We're just so used to having those big catches, and we really don't need big catches like that. Everybody's got more fish than they know what to do with.
Yeah. No, I'm not Jack. I'm the guy that sits on the kite for like 6 hours and doesn't get it. It gets sent 10 minutes. So what's next for the Royal Players?
Next for the Royal Players is 2 ecology trips.
Okay.
They get in Monday, leave Monday night, and they got 2 in a row that Rambo or Jim Hughes is going to be running. Then back to an 18-day in March, another 18-day in April 4th, and then the April 25th trip, which is very light right now, and we hope we're going to pick up some people. I also would like to mention for those that want to get on a fly-down, fly-back trip, the Shogun leaves April 11th. It only has 9 passengers.
Oh, wow.
And it is a definite go.
No kidding.
So
how many day trip?
It is a 16-10.
So it's 10 days fly down, fly back.
That's correct. And you don't have to fly down. You don't have to fly back. But it's an opportunity to fish with, you know, if we're lucky, I hope we're going to, you know, I'd like to see us get 3 or 4 more people. But who knows?
Yeah, and that's April?
April 11th.
April 11th. So still some time to make your plans and stuff. Yep. So you fly in, fly out of Cabo.
Correct.
Yeah.
Load all your gear in San Diego. You fly down with a backpack. You have an awesome long-range trip, all that crazy good food and experience.
He knows all about it. He's done it before on the star.
And then you step off with a backpack again, and you're on your way home.
That's the best way to go. I love those fly down, fly back. And the Shogun is doing some renovations right now.
Man.
A
lot of renovations. We're completely remodeling all the heads and just going through the boat. We've put a new cap rail on and a new shower in, and we're just busy, busy, busy.
Yeah.
Renee's really working hard. I might mention, too, that Aaron will be running that trip on the Shogun with Renee.
Really?
Oh, that'll be
fun.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Well, Renee doesn't have the amount of experience that we'd like to see at the islands, and Aaron's going to go with him.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting.
It's off-season from his new
That's right.
Why not go long-range fishing, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, of course, coming up next week, the big event, the Long Beach Fred Hall Show.
You'll get it right.
Yeah. And, of course, this week you're going to have Bakersfield Show.
Bakersfield on Friday.
And Kathy will both be in Bakersfield.
Actually, we're only going to be there one day. Then we have to go to Big D is having a birthday party for his mom up in Oakland. So we're leaving there and going up for that. But other than that, we're going to be there one day. I'll be doing a seminar on Friday. It's a great show.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And Bart Hall has done, Bart and Mike and the boys have made that show something special.
Yeah. And, of course, the following week is the big event, the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. You and Kathy will be there for that.
Correct.
Yeah. And you'll be doing seminars.
All 7 days. I'm doing a couple, and then I've got Roy lined up. Jonathan's going to be doing them with me, and I think he does one with Roy. We got Booger going. We got Taro going on seminars, and I'm trying to think who else. That's pretty much it.
That's exciting.
A lot going on. And, of course, big event for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, a.k.a.
It's time to buy the raffle tickets again.
And so it's the grand raffle. And, Frank, my goodness, look at this lineup of prizes for the grand raffle. Of course, grand raffle will go. Everything will be given away in Sunday afternoon, March 25th, at the Del Mar Fred Hall Show. So buy your tickets now. They're only $10. 10-day trip on the Royal. I'm just going to run through these.
Yeah, let's hear it.
10-day trip on the Royal Polaris. 5-day trip to Sedro Sport Fishing. A Hobie Compass Mirage Drive Kayak. Simrad Geo9 XSE Chart Plotter Fish Finder. A 4-pack charter, your own charter on the Blackjack at Dana Landing. A 6-pack charter out of Dana Landing, Impulse Sport Fishing.
Thank you, Steve Pinard.
Pinard is so generous in so many ways. Power Pro commercial line winding machine. Shogun Sport Fishing 3-day trip. Tuna Wars Wicked Pista 2-day trip and a set of Three Cousins rods.
Wow.
A bike sport fishing charter with Captain Brandon Hayward. Thanks to Brandon for that.
Yeah.
A Vac Master 210 chamber sealer, which is a commercial grade backmaster. I have that unit, and
cool.
It's an awesome unit. Akuma Makaira 2-speed reel, Accurate Boss Extreme 600 2-speed, Accurate Fury 500 2-speed, Coastal Charter Trip for Two with Captain Benny Florentino.
Yeah, that's a great one.
He was just on the show. Two pairs of Costa sunglasses, a Traeger tailgater grill.
Wow.
A Sentry biometric fingerprint accessible safe, Batson rain shadow custom rod, Phoenix live bait rod, a Canyon cooler, 125 quart, a 55 quart Canyon cooler, and a $500 Fisherman's Landing tackle gift
card.
Two of them, no. Yes. And a $500 Turner's Outdoorsman gift card. Whew.
Dude.
How about that for a list?
Any of those can be won with a $10
ticket.
So
now versus when we used to give away a boat or, you know, just grand prize, now there's so many opportunities.
So many winners.
Yeah.
Big prize. These are all big prizes.
Yeah,
so
hundreds of
dollars. I kind of wish they'd do that to the lotto rather than have $22 million. Just give $1 million prizes.
Yeah, exactly.
I would take that. Yeah, for sure. So the other thing, too, going on at Fred Hall's show for Captain Morello's Kids at Sea is the wheel. And
that's
the wheels, that wheel always has, they're going to have $10 and $20 spins and a jackpot drawing, too. So that's going to be... Pretty
you know,
cool
there's people can win half-day trips, three-quarter-day trips up there, beautiful tackle, jigs, everything. It's a nice deal, and the kids really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. So tell us about Captain Morello's Kids at Sea, some of the trips that this money all sponsors, some wonderful trips to take kids fishing.
That's right. And, you know, lately we have gotten a lot of help from people like John Collins and Larry Brown and just several other people that have charters on different long-range boats, and they give away rods and reels or some kind of a prize, but instead of giving it away, they make it a raffle, and they'll charge $10 or $20. Like on this trip on the RP, Jack donated a nice reel. And we did a raffle. We raised $850.
Wow.
Okay.
Cool. Buy a ticket.
And John Collins, when he did his trip on the Independence, I believe it was $2,700 he raised in raffle money.
Nice.
So that's been helping us some. But, you know, it's a struggle these days to get enough money to send all these kids fishing. And there's a lot of kids now that want to, a lot of groups, a lot of kids. And it's so rewarding, Pete, to see them go and have such a good time.
No kidding.
So
and we work hard to get grant money, but grant money's harder to get these days.
Very hard.
Very hard.
So we really rely on these events like the Fred Hall.
This is the big one. This is our big one. That's right.
For sure.
And you know, there's a group of regulars. You know, a lot of them are regular customers of the RP or the Royal Star or whatever. They just understand it and realize that it's a good thing for kids to do, and they come up and they, you know, a couple $100, $500, $100 here, and Jack's always good. Jack tries to stay away from me during that show because every time I see him, I ask him for a Hunsky, and he gives it to me.
Yeah. Why not, huh?
Kathy hits him up too.
Every morning at the Long Beach show, I just walk up. I used to have to track him down and find him, and if I couldn't find him one day, I said, "Jack, you didn't, you know, give me $100 yesterday, so you owe me two today."
Ah, good.
He gives me $100 every day at the Long Beach show for tickets.
I mean, cool. What's a 10-day trip on the Royal Polaris worth?
About $3,500.
Yeah, you know, a Shogun 3-day trip. You know,
$1,300.
Yeah, a trip on the Impulse, a 6-pack charter is like $3,000.
I would
like
think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, your own charter.
These are all big money prizes, right?
You know what? It's supported by our industry, and thank God it is, because it helps our industry grow, and better than anything else, we're keeping kids out of trouble.
Yeah. So you could spend, I mean, you buy $500 worth of tickets, you got it. The more you buy, the better your chances.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Well, the more you can win multiple, you can win multiple prizes. Right. It's not like you can just win one prize and then if your name's drawn, you can't win again. You
well,
can
let's
win.
Let's remember the big thing. It's a write-off.
Yes,
oh, totally. It's a write-off. Okay, yep. And so really,
because it's a 501c3 charitable corporation.
So all donations to Friends of Rollo, you get to write off on your taxes.
For sure. So that's
it's a double benefit.
Yeah.
Triple benefit because the kids benefit the most.
That's the biggest thing for sure is taking kids fishing. Is there anything better than
that? It's amazing how Rollo's made his imprint because, you know, I can't do a seminar without saying something that Rollo did or Rollo said. You know, the rail's your friend, as Rollo would used to say. And on and on. There's about four or five of them. But anyhow.
Can we credit Rollo with inventing the rail rod?
We can credit Rollo for sure with, I wouldn't say the rail rod, because he didn't believe a rail rod was necessary. He used any rod.
Yeah.
And we can credit Rollo for teaching more people and probably and using the rail. You know, the rail is my friend.
Yep.
Don't forget, the rail is your friend.
Yeah. For sure. And, no matter what IGFA says.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, if you can stand and pull on it that long, fine, go for the IGFA.
Yeah, no thanks.
But, you know, there's a lot of people that are in their 60s and 70s and even early 80s that are on those boats that if they couldn't use the rail, they probably couldn't go on the trip.
Yeah. Rick, how old are you?
36.
Okay. Is the rail your friend?
I wouldn't even dream of doing it without it. You
so
can, smarter, not harder.
Don't be hurting us old guys here, Frank. It's young guys, too, right?
You know,
wouldn't dream of it.
You know, it was just, we had this one guy, I'm not even going to mention his name, but, God, just don't go fishing for one of those big fish with the wrong rod.
Yeah.
You know, you can have the right reel on it. It doesn't make a difference. If you're going after that 250-pound tuna with a yellowtail rod, it is so painful.
Yeah.
And it ends up, you know, if it wasn't for the crew, he wouldn't have got the fish.
Yeah.
But it's just terrible. You just can hardly pull on a fish with the wrong rod.
You have to have a rod with some backbone.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, right. Well, a yellowtail rod has backbone for yellowtail.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe you could catch a small tuna on it, too, right?
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. Talking fishing, talking Captain Rollo's, all kinds of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, so much to go over, and what a perfect timing for it just before the Fred Hall show. So much to go. We haven't even scratched the surface on the great yellowtail fishing that's going on locally right now. There's just a lot to cover and a perfect day to do it. And we want to hear from you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, have your chance to talk to Frank and Kathy and have your questions answered. We would love to hear from you, and there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line. That's phone number 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us on the toll-free line. That one is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Both of them are going to be your opportunity to get through. And as if it's not enough to get to talk to Frank and Kathy, we're also giving away a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a full-day trip to go fishing on board the Liberty. And in addition to that full-day trip, you're also going to get two tickets to the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. So, again, that's March 7th through the 11th. A great opportunity to get through, and what a great time to win those two tickets on the Liberty. They had limits of yellowtail yesterday before lunchtime.
How about that, huh?
Great, great yellowtail fishing going on right now.
Fighting the surface iron.
Sweet. Boy, being inside the shop yesterday and hearing that radio go off, you could hear the excitement in the boys' voice, you know, like, hey, we're up to 50, and they're biting the lure really good, and I'll bet it wasn't 20 minutes later they call back, all right, we're done, limits before lunch, we're going to look for something else. It was really good fishing yesterday.
What a trip, indeed.
Yeah, so great opportunity. Again, if you want to get your chance to go fishing on the Liberty, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned, you're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired. repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's Cousins rods you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has an incredible selection of Cousins rods, including the new Fisherman's Landing Custom Series, all at great prices. That's Cousins rods and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. It's here now, Seakeeper's newest offering. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 27 and 32 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at the Fred Hall Long Beach and Del Mar show. Arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper professionals during Seakeeper demo days in March and April. Locations in Long Beach, Dana Point, San Diego, and Newport. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to book your free demo ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up again. If you want to get through, the only line open, 877-792-1090. That is your shot right now.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we start it off this morning with Paul? He's calling us from Bellflower this morning. Hi, Paul. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Paul.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, my question is to Frank. What boat did you first work on, and how did he get that opportunity?
First boat I ever worked on was a boat called the Real Fun out of San Clemente Sport Fishing. And the way I got that opportunity was my dad took me fishing a lot, and they eventually asked me to be a pinhead, which meant I got to I got $3 a day, and I got to scrub the blood off the boat and scrub scales, and I got to put my black sea bass outfit over the bow on the boat, because that's what we all did then, fishing for blacks. Whenever they dropped the anchor, we got to put a black rig over the side, and that's where I started.
Wow, working for Don Hansen.
It was actually Nelson Cook at the time.
Wow.
And Don was a skipper for Nelson Cook.
Oh, no kidding.
That's correct.
Wow. And then Don took over things later on.
San Clemente Sport Fishing, was that an operation that would leave from a pier?
Oh, yeah.
I would assume, because there's no...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to really get a kick out of going down that ladder, the side ladder, you know, not the ramp.
Okay.
Go down the side ladder, jump into a skiff, go out to the boat. I used to love that.
So the boats would just be moored outside of the pier?
The first boat out, which would be the Real Fun, was you had a skiff on the pier, and you'd drop it down into the water, and then you'd go down the ladder and get into the skiff, and then you go out about 3/8 of a mile from the pier where the big boats were moored.
Okay.
And then you'd jump on that boat, and you'd get it all fired up, come into the pier, and load your path. I thought that was just such hot crap.
That's so cool.
I loved it.
I like that.
But there had to be times when that was pretty iffy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I had my own hip boots, too.
Oh, wow. How old
back,
were you?
Oh, I was 10.
10.
But
wow.
That back then, hip boots were a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody had hip boots. Nobody dare wear them today, but
yeah.
Back then.
Can you imagine somebody coming on the Royal Polaris with hip boots today? Somebody should, just for the heck of it.
But
right?
You were hot stuff when you had that.
Oh, yeah. 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 You so were cool. Part of the crew.
Yeah, exactly.
You were part of the crew.
That's cool.
Wow. Very good. Hey, good way to start there, Paul.
Great.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. I want to have a chance to go to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show for free and take a friend, too, and go on the Liberty. Go catch some yellowtail on the Liberty. That's your chance, 877-792-1090.
I'm excited to hear what those guys do today with a great day of weather in front of them, light loads. You know that those guys are rigged for bear. I'm excited to see how fast that yellowtail catch starts happening this morning.
Yeah,
it'll be cool.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, next up, let's talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, Frank and Kathy. Thanks for taking my call today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, two things. First of all, I want to thank you, Frank, and specifically Captain Jonathan, for a great trip with Rick Jensen to Guadalupe Island this year. It was just absolutely phenomenal. Second time out with him, and the man's an amazing skipper.
I'm glad you think so, because I think so also. He's a young man that leads by example and isn't afraid to do all of the work himself, no matter what it is.
That is very true. Well, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you all at the Friends of Rollo booth and buying my tickets and having fun with that. My question for you is about Mexican fishing regulations. I know this last couple of years has been really challenging and a lot of hard work to get Guadalupe back open again. What's the chance that we're going to see other parts of the Mexican coast opened up, specifically Cedros?
Well, that's going to be interesting to see with the new president coming in, whether we have a chance of that happening. We're certainly pushing for it, and I think that the opportunity is there. We do know that the people at Cedros and the Cooperativa want it opened up again to where we can come in and other boats can come in, because it's really hurt their economy. So we have a plan that we've put forth, and we haven't heard on it yet, and we probably won't hear on it for another 4 to 6 months. But you asked me what I think our chances are. I'm going to tell you I think they're about 50-50.
Okay. And which is pretty good odds in Mexico.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The way it, you know, the way the whole thing came down is kind of a sad deal, the way it happened. And I think in most circumstances it would have never happened, but it has, and now we've got to deal with it and hopefully get it opened again. Does that answer your question pretty well?
Yeah, it does. I appreciate your help and everyone else's help, you know, allowing us to fish in Mexico.
Ken Frankie is our big man, and he works very hard at it. And there are several other people working at it, too.
The sad thing is it's really hurt the local people at Cedros, and it's a wonderful group of people. We've all been there. It's a great spot. And the sad thing is they really want the American boats to come back in. And
they've actually got a petition up that they've signed with over 100 signatures.
Yeah, which is a big number for a small community.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it
so.
Is. And then the other part that is really makes absolutely no sense is closing Benitas off.
Yeah.
You know, it's 25 miles from Cedros to Benitas. They hardly ever go over there.
Right.
And close that off was really a slap in the face.
Yeah, it really is. But hopefully things will come to their senses and do the right thing for the local people.
We hope so.
All right. Thanks a lot, Don.
And well, besides the local people and for us and for their economy.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. For sure. Think of all the – thanks, Don, for the call. Think of all the – revenues that the Mexican government can receive by opening Cedros and Benitas again.
It's quite a bit of money.
Yeah, a lot of money, for sure. And they can certainly use it, no doubt about it. Well, that freed up an 858 number, 858-457-1090, open right now. You know, before we jump into the next call, I want to talk about Tuna Wars.
Yeah.
Tuna Wars 4 is coming up. Captain's meeting is on June 26th. at the Bally High, and we want to really throw out a big thank you to Larry and Tommy over at the Bally High. You know, that place is so popular.
Oh, yeah.
And they book up so many. Well, you know, and I'll just be honest with you, they had to raise their prices because they, you know, the economy and such like that was swift and people, they're high demand. Well, basically, it got to the point where we couldn't afford it anymore. And Larry and Tommy stepped up and said, we're not going to.
That's so cool.
We're not going to do that to Friends of Rollo. We're not going to do that to Rollo Kids, Kids at Sea. And we're going to let them, we're going to donate part of what we could make back to those guys so that we can have this event there.
That's great.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Huge thank you.
They are great people.
Bally High, and they're iconic there, and really want to thank Larry and Tommy for doing that. So
you couldn't create a more perfect venue for
it.
It's perfect. It's right on the water, fantastic food and drinks.
To watch the boats come in.
It's perfect. It's just it's such a great spot in San Diego.
Yeah, so that captain's meeting is on the 26th of June, and then, of course, time to go fishing with the guys, Captain Paul Hebert, the Wicked Pissa himself, and Dave Marciano. That's going to be great. Two boats, the Tribute and the Cortez. And those trips are filling very quickly. So if you want to go on the trip, I would check out CaptainRollos.org or RolloKids.org on the web, how you can sign up for those trips. And, of course, if you can't make the trip, the two-day trip, for Tuna Wars, come to the captain's meeting because there's so many great prizes and it's such a great event. Both Ricky and I go, and it's going to be a fun time there. So
and that should be very, very good bluefin fishing by then.
Yeah.
Very good. As you well know, I think, I don't know if you are aware that the XL on their way home, it was a fly, not a flyback, it was a ride home trip, had 34 bluefin up to 170 pounds.
Woo!
30 to 170 pounds on their way home just a week ago.
Oh, my.
And they caught those fish within day and a half range, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, just at the extended end of day and a half range, yes.
Wow. That's good.
Well, it bids well for the next season.
Yeah.
You know, and I've said this before, and I know our scientists are scientists, but Barbara Block knows her stuff, and she says we're going to have excellent bluefin tuna fishing in the California Bight for the next 5 years.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting.
I don't think there's anybody that's more credible, you know, to give that.
Well, the United Nations and everything, everybody else thinks so, too. I mean, she often speaks before them, and she's sharp.
That's good stuff. So Tuna Wars 4 coming up. Two boats to fish on. Check it out. RolloKids.org, get all the information and sign up because those trips fill. And later on in the show, hopefully, Captain Paul Hebert will be calling in with Sandro.
Oh, cool.
And they'll both be in the Maui Jim booth at Dana Landing in Long Beach for the full 5 days.
Oh, great.
Wow.
And in addition, both Paul and Sandro are going to be on Let's Talk Hookup on our live broadcast at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, Sunday, March 11th. So that's going to be 2 hours of a lot of fun.
That's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Man,
I was going to say, how can you? Boy, that's a lot of laughs there.
And that also happens to be Ricky's favorite day, the time change day.
Time change day.
But with that kind of excitement,
oh man,
that's
no going to
be a huge show.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Sunday, March 11th.
I really enjoyed having Sandro on last year, talking all about fishing, and having the team of both of those guys on. This is going to be a really fun one.
Yeah, so later on the show, we'll hear from both of them. But in the meantime, let's jump back in the phone.
Sounds good. Well, they're packed up. Again, if you want to get through, we do have a local line open. That one's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. It's open right now. Let's talk to Kevin, who's calling us from San Marcos this morning. Good morning, Kevin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Talk of Frank, I still go on to San Diego all the time and used to fish with Renee all the time. I just wondered how he's doing on the Shogun and what time does he run the boat.
Renee is doing an amazing job. You know, I didn't know much about Renee until he came to work as a crew member on the Shogun with Aaron. And then he started to run a few trips. And, you know, once Russ kind of stepped aside, Renee stepped right in there and has done a phenomenal job. He has proven to be an excellent leader with the crew. The crew is behind him 100%. I think Pete can talk about him at length because he was on the charter with him. He's doing a phenomenal job with maintenance right now. He's organized, and you can tell that he loves his work. And I think he's the new hot dog here in our fleet.
Yeah, I would say. You know, I don't know that we're ever going to get Renee to talk on Let's Talk.
Yeah, he's so shy.
He's a very shy guy.
Not shy on the boat.
Not at all on the boat. But I kind of, he's like, yeah, not my deal.
Yeah,
but
that's what
I'm working on him. I'm working on him. Well, hopefully we'll get him to do that and maybe even get him to call in sometime on some of these epic tricks that he does. But we did that Let's Talk Hookup six-day trip, which we're going to be doing in October again. And that was the first time I had the opportunity to fish with him. And there was this boat over there with us called the Royal Polaris.
Yeah.
And this guy, Frank Lopresti.
I had to get close to Renee to catch
him. Yeah, and yeah, I think we kind of kicked your butt on that trip.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
For sure. But Renee is an amazing guy.
He really is. You know, you got to credit Booger for a lot of that because he worked for Booger for so many years, and we all know what a great fisherman Booger is. So, excuse me for saying Booger. Ryan Bostian.
Yeah, Ryan Bostian. Captain from the San Diego. But Renee has, like our old friend Bill Poole used to say, he's got the fish sense.
Oh, yeah.
He's got really got it. Sense. He's. I mean, just the things that he did on that Guadalupe trip, the moves that he made were just...
You know, another,
how'd you figure that out?
Another great teacher that he had was the one that I think is one of the best in the fleet is Brian Chiara.
Oh,
he worked with Brian fishing lobster for 2 years.
Oh,
you learn an awful lot about fishing lobster.
You do, yeah. So, really no, cool. Shogun is well blessed with an amazing
I hope that job. Answers your question. He's doing great as far as when he runs the boat. It's about 95% of the time. He's going to be relieved by Russ during the year.
Yep.
But... he'll be on the boat a lot.
And the other thing, too, Kevin, this 10-day fly-down, fly-back trip,
oh,
I
man.
Mean, what an opportunity to go with him
and Aaron.
And Aaron.
Nah. Correct.
I mean, that's going to be the trip of the year.
Should be a great trip, you know, when you only have 9 passengers on it. Like I said, I'll feel lucky if we get 4 to 5 more. That means you could have 13 or 14 people.
Man. Oh, man. Especially on that boat.
Yeah.
Perfect.
A lot of room. Yeah. Anyhow, anything else there,
Kevin?
Yeah, I'd like to hear him on the show.
Yeah. Well, next time you see him, just say, hey, why don't you go on Let's Talk Hookup? If we get enough
I'll mention it to him this today.
Get enough of our listeners talking to him about it, maybe we can convince him for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Kevin.
Thanks
a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with catch reports. We have more of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup from the Mighty 1090.
Tell them I'm sick. Got some serious bit.
It's Fred Hall showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Terez, Stella, Twin Power, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Tranks 300 and 400 size reels. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's time for the spectacular 72nd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 7th to the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world's largest fishing show, California's largest trailer boat show, and a world-class international fishing and hunting travel show. Nearly 1,000 booths, acres of boats, over 400 seminars, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Daiwa Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, the Hobie Kayak Fishing Theater, Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, Cousins Tackle Seminar Stage, huge includes marine electronics display, demo boats on the water, free dive, fly fishing, air gun ranges, casting, Hobie test rides, the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Jack Dagger, the King of Fling, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Join CCA Cal and get in free. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation in the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, March 7th to the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star sportfishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You know, we just heard Captain Tim Ekstrom on the Royal Star. Unbelievable as it may seem, the sold out 4-day trips. The Let's Talk Hookup 4-day Mazatlan fly down, fly back 4-day trips. The first trip that I'm going on actually has, I believe, 3 spots available.
Oh,
they were
okay.
Sold
yeah,
out
exactly.
Like for months, and some people had to bail out. So if you want to go with me and the crew of the Royal Star, Captain Tim Ekstrom, fly down, fly back the same day. Bought my airline ticket today. Flying down in the morning to Mazatlan, and then we meet them at the El Cid Mega Resort.
Oh, cool.
Get on the boat, go fish for 4 days, fly back that afternoon. They get back in the morning, fly back that afternoon. So basically you only miss 4 days.
You're missing so little work to get an opportunity yeah. at catching, you know, giant yeah. yellowfin
and
tuna.
That trip's over a weekend.
That's cool.
Leaves on a Thursday, comes back on a Monday. So basically, so if you want to go, grab one of those last 3 spots, join me on that trip. Check out RoyalStarSportFishing.com and get on that trip.
And that just goes to show you how important, you know, when you always hear people talk about waiting lists and trips like that really are. You know, I mean, like you say, that trip was sold out for months. Popular trips, you know,
yep.
you know
that
I know.
Was all the time.
Yeah,
right.
Jack's yep. trip, you know, things that you time. Just, you in theory, you can't ever get on. You put yourself on the waiting list, you'd be shocked at how often those opportunities come up.
Yeah, that's early May, by the way. So it's coming up in a couple, like, yeah. you have a few months to plan.
Cool opportunity. And yeah. like you say, especially with that being over the weekend. I mean, you're missing such little time for work to have an opportunity at catching a 200-pounder. From a long-range sport fishing boat, you're not a small boat, you know, virtually unlimited bait opportunities for you to fish. That's a really, really cool one.
No doubt about it.
All right. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Don't forget Fish Pros, the market where you can purchase great smoked product as well as their great tuna burgers. at their shop or at a local farmer's market. You can always check fishermansprocessing.com for more details. And a question came up yesterday as to whether Fish Pros the Market was going to be at Fred Hall Show, and we talked to Sean, and absolutely, it'll be an opportunity for you to get that great smoke and jerky right at the Fred Hall Show.
Right in their booth.
Yep. Sean said the market's going to be open.
The market will be open. Excellent.
Yeah, so a great opportunity. Hey, we're going to start off our catch report up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good, good. Some good stuff going on down there, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Excited.
Good. Those yellows are not far away.
Yeah, we're pretty. Plenty of bait up here and lots of red crab and all kinds of good stuff for them if they ever want to swim up. Plenty of holding power for sure. But for us this week, more of the same, you know, be it a shortened week since we did have a couple days that wind did keep us off the water. The half-day fishing was a bit tricky, as you can imagine there. After that, you know, the effects of the wind, water temps did take a little bit of a hit, kind of in the 56 to 58 degree range. So, you know, the clamp down on the surface action certainly went down. But, you know, we have been fishing some deeper structure spots out in front of the harbor and some stuff below the harbor there a little bit, catching some sand bass, some sculpin, and a few calico bass. So still a little bit of life there on those half-day trips, even with the cooler water. And on the days that we did get out on our three-quarter-day trips, again, we leaned on that sculpin. This stuff's still biting out deep for us. The dropper loop swim baits, again, still fish the best for these guys. But certainly we'd be lying if we didn't say we're chomping at the bit for March 1st, you know, driving around out in that deep water every single day. You know, we're seeing some stuff start to stack up on some of these deeper, you know, deeper rocks, that high relief out there. So this cod stuff looking pretty good for the first. With that being said, you know, we do have some trips online for the first. We have two boats running some real limited load coastal stuff, 10 anglers, a boat, and it's $84 a head. So if you want to hop on one of those trips, I think there's only four spots left. And the Fury is online to run as well, and he has some spots too. It's just the big weather question mark, you know, with the forecast for those days that may be a hurdle. So I'd say it's a good call to make a reservation to hold a spot. You know, we've seen lots of weather, you know, in the forecast, either miss us by a day or spin the wrong direction and all that kind of stuff. So we're keeping our fingers crossed we can get those opener trips in as well. So, and then finally here, the halibut stuff. You know, the guys are out today trying to keep that ball rolling. It'd be nice to see a few more fish make our leaderboard. Shake things up a little bit right now, but you know, the smallest fish on our leaderboard is an 11-pound fish, so you know, some good fish to be had and some opportunity to get on that board. So
yeah, no kidding, that's some good fishing for halibut at Dana War Sport Fishing. If somebody wants to come fishing with you, how do we do it, Captain Brian Woolley?
Thanks, Pete. Number here to our office is 949-496-5794. Of course, check us out on the web as well, danawarf.com. make your reservations online. And and we'll run that same discount code this week for listeners, 25% off a local trip if you use SUMFUN, S-U-M-F-U-N, as the discount code when you enter booking online like that.
25% off a trip using SUMFUN, S-U-M-F-U-N, one word, right?
That's it.
Yeah, yep. Just book online. You can click the banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Click on that Dana Wharf banner, put in SUMFUN, book your trip, save 25%.
Sweet.
There you go.
That.
Thanks, Willie.
Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy. We'll see you later.
All right. Now let's head on over to the beach. We're trying to talk to our surf fishing guru, the expert, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
We're doing great this morning. Anxious to hear what's going on in the surf.
Yeah, boy. Tough to get out there on an early morning tide swing right now. Getting out of bed's the hardest part of it. So chilly. Got to wear those booties. But, you know, the perch fishing is shaping up. We had a little weather this week, and then we got a little water temperature dump, but that's not going to hurt the perch too bad. And we saw some better quality ones coming down the line here. Some good days early in the week. Starting up at hook, line, and sinker, the perch bite was the best bet. Spots like Halama, Goleta, East Beach, Carpinteria, kicking out fish. Carolina rigged, big hammer surf grubs were working on fish to a pound and a half. Still some decent halibut catches. Graveyards kicked out a couple eagles to 28 inches on flash minnows, and then that harbor's somewhere to watch. That's where that big 32-pounder came last week. Wiley's reported good perch bite early in the week off Oxnard, like 5th Street, Santa Claus Lane, those kind of things. Pound and a half was the big fish there. Shrimp, mussel, top natural baits, grubs, gulp, also working for artificials. Just Fishing reported the first signs of bigger fish in that South Bay area. A shop regular checked in a 16-inch, 2-pound, 10-ounce barred perch this week. Not big numbers, but We're starting to see some of those hens come in. Motor Oil Red Flake Carolina Rigged Grub was the ticket at Manhattan Beach. Big Fish at Seal Beach reported excellent perching when the wind was down. All the fish seemed to be about palm size, a few kickers in there, but easy limits. Illegal Halibut was also taken off 72nd place on a lucky crab. Cherry Beach Shoreline Drive, also good for halibut. You got to weed through the short, so lots of wind off Newport. On the good days, the perch action was solid along the peninsula there. Grubs, gulp sandworms were the best bets. And then the halibut fishing's been at river jetties there. We'll see how, if we get too much rain or what that's going to do, if that wipes things out. But, you know, you can't really, you just got to go with it, see what the weather does. And then Sargo Bite off of Dana Point, Salt Creek, Aliso Creek, Main Beach, Laguna, those rocky areas doing real good. And then finally, prior to the weather, the lagoons were perking up there with halibut to 30 inches reported the last couple of weeks. We'll have to see again going forward what this front dumps on us, but still plenty to do and, you know, more halibut than you think scattered in the shallow. So if you got a little afternoon and, you want to get lucky, give it a shot.
There you go. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Thanks for that. Talk to you next Sunday.
Good show, gentlemen.
Thanks,
Thank
Gundy.
You very much. Have a good week.
Appreciate that. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Hey, we just want to remind you, you need to join CCA for the Fred Hall Long Beach pre-show seminar on Friday, March the 9th at 11 a.m. Bill Varney, Wes Bro, and Corey Sandin are going to be discussing surf fishing from California all the way down to Cabo. They're covering everything from light line equipment all the way up to landing 60-pound roosters from the beach. It's going to be a great time. Tickets include your entrance into both the seminar and the Fred Hall show, along with a fantastic raffle and an AFTCO outfitter show. The proceeds from the show benefit CCA California. You need to purchase your tickets in advance, so do it today because they are definitely going to go fast. You can find all the information at fredhall.com.
Fredhall.com. That's Friday the 9th, the Friday of the Fred Hall. It's just before the show opens. Go see that great Bill Varney seminar along with Corey Sandin and the Roosterfish Master Wes. For sure. Good time.
And a cool thing, that show ends and you're already in the show. It includes
you're
your
in.
Yeah, it's
you're
a very, very cool, very cool opportunity.
Yeah.
Again, fredhall.com if you want to get your ticket.
And that always sells out, so book
yes.
it. So get
yes,
it now.
Yes, yes,
yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it. Well, they're packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Frank and Kathy, and we're going to talk to Ed, who's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. My question is to Frank and Kathy. Last year I went into the show on Thursday as soon as it opened up, and I went to the booth. And usually at the booth there, Brent Arallo, that I was able to get some passes, some discount tickets and that. But last year there wasn't really any. Is there, you know, because that's, you know, how I get going on my 3-year day and stuff like that. Is there any kind of method to that? Is it
to my knowledge, there will be trips that you can buy at the booth. Okay?
At the Rollo booth.
At the Rollo booth, which is right behind the Fisherman's Landing booth. I can let Pete know for sure next week, but to my knowledge, there are going to be trips there that can be bought.
Yeah.
So what happened, I was in the booth last year, and as soon as we opened, we didn't have all of our stuff yet. It hadn't been brought to the booth. And it was like a few hours after the show had opened. So if you came right away, that's what happened, because we did have trips.
Okay.
We had trips on the San Diego and all kinds of stuff out of San Diego.
Live bait, yeah.
And we had the live bait scoop. Yeah, scoop.
Somehow, you say you came on Thursday. Somehow something got, wires got crossed there. That's all I can say. But, yes, there will be stuff there available.
Yeah, and at discounted prices. So, in other words, you can make a donation to Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, and all that money, these are donated product, all that money goes to the kids' fishing program, but yes, you also get a deal.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, you
that's
get a deal.
Right.
I mean, you know you're going to go fishing on the San Diego. You know you're going to be buying live bait scoops. Why not save some money and send some kids fishing in the
That's
meantime?
Correct.
No kidding. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more information, more great fishing. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's S-N-A-P-P-I-N-S.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't fine on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.